This podcast is on the poem Terra Conatus, written by Bernard O'Donoghue. And if you can, do try to read through the poem once more before you listen to the podcast. The first heading on your worksheet is Subject Matter. The poem is about an elderly sister and brother who have lived and worked together on the family farm all of their lives. When the sister began to feel unusual pains in her back, she decided not to share her concerns with her brother. Even when she is diagnosed with terminal cancer, the sister refuses her brother's offers of help when the pain becomes excruciating. After her death, the brother continues to live on the farm, but his sense of loss has changed his life forever. He will never get another chance to embrace his sister with a brother's arms. The second heading on your worksheet is Theme. The poem deals with relationships within a family living in rural Ireland. It explores how we sometimes don't ask for help from those closest to us, but also how sometimes we can be slow to show affection to those whom we love most. O'Donoghue explores the heartache suffered by the brother who three times tried to overturn years of emotional deprivation but was unable to break the habits of a lifetime. The poem ends with the brother, so little practiced in such gestures, being struck by deeply felt regret, and he wonders if things could have been different if he didn't take real things for shadows. The next heading is quote 3. This is a very powerful and poignant poem with many gripping images. Can you select three images that you found to be moving or memorable for you? Write them into your revision worksheet and explain concisely your reason for choosing each one. We now move on to imagery. Imagery of rural life features throughout the poem. The energetic picture of the sister heaving churns onto the milking stand contrasts sharply with the image of the rolled up bales, which are personified as left standing silent in the fields. The image of the brother taking real things for shadows is very powerful. It suggests his insight into how conditioned he was by habit not to be tactile and not to show affection to his sister. Similarly, she refuses his offers of help, saying, "I can manage." Sadly, the awareness of what might have been arrives too late, and the brother is left wondering what if he had embraced her with a brother's arms. The brother asks of his sister, "Do you want a hand?" which colloquially can mean, "Do you want some help?" But in the poem, it literally is an offer of a physical hand, which she refuses, and so his hand fell back and took its place. We move on now to language. The poet includes several simple but vivid verbs in the poem to suggest how the sister manages her illness. From heaving churns on the farm, the sister's complaint begins when she has to start coping with an unusual pain. And yet, one night, as the disease advances, she gasped in pain and struggled up the stairs. The impact on the brother is also suggested using simple descriptive language. He is trying to cope with his regret at not embracing his sister with a brother's arms that evening when she was in pain. O'Donoghue uses simple, plain language, therefore, but the ideas behind them are quite deep and universal. A little like the siblings themselves, perhaps, living a simple life, but within that life, grappling with a lifetime of emotional deprivation and denial. Now we move on to form. The poem is composed of four stanzas, each of seven lines in length. Each of the lines are of similar length, which could suggest a routine in the siblings' lives over many years. The idea that nothing much changed from one year to another. Note also how O'Donoghue skillfully uses punctuation in the poem to capture the hesitancy of the brother to connect with his sister. The poem is heavily punctuated with commas and full stops, which slows the rhythm of the poem. The slower pace also adds a dignity to the poem, which is quite moving, in addition to creating space for the reader to reflect on the various movement and developments within the poem. We move on now to sound. Odunhu does not use end rhyme, which adds to the conversational feel of the poem. It is as if the poet is having a one-to-one conversation with us, sharing the story of the elderly brother and sister. It is almost like the concise memories people might share with one another about a deceased person after their funeral. The poet uses anaphora in stanza 3 with the repetition of the alliterative phrase three times, which of course links back with the title of the poem. The next heading is tone and mood. While the story of the elderly siblings is extremely sad, the tone of the poem is largely unsentimental. The poet doesn't direct us or tell us how to feel. He presents the facts of the events and he leaves us to react in our own way. An example is seen when the poet writes that it was too late, even for chemotherapy. The line, of course, also suggests that it was too late for the brother to change the habits of a lifetime. The mood of the poem reflects how we as readers react to it. While the poet describes what he sees, the reader can't but react emotionally to the image of the sister struggling with her pain and yet reassuring her brother, "I can manage." The dialogue, short though it is very evocative and brings home to the reader how the siblings maintain their lifetime habit of never touching once. You can read more about tone and mood in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. How did you feel when you read this poem? Do you think it is a sad poem? Is there almost something tragic in the poem? Do you feel more sorry for the elderly sister or for her brother? Can you suggest why they behaved as they did towards one another? Do you think a similar situation could occur today?